What's up, Conker? First, I would love to say that I am sorry and I got a little excited. The podcast that I recorded, these recordings were my very first ones, and I was kind of thinking without or talking without thinking, I guess I should say, and I got my words mixed up. So in this episode, whenever I say dynamic warm-up at the first part of this episode, I'm talking about our dynamic stretching, I'm talking about static stretching. So static stretching is what we don't want to do before a workout or before a race or before an event. Static stretching is where you take the muscle to the end range of a motion and you hold it there. So think about bending down and touching your toes and holding it. Bending your leg, like so you're bringing your foot up to your butt and holding it. A dynamic movement, dynamic warm-up, dynamic stretch would be whenever you're putting that muscle or joint through a range of motion. And so that would be like a leg swing, a butt kick, high knees, things like that. So I was going to re-record this episode, but I have a lot of, I think, really good information that I didn't want to miss out on towards the middle and the end of the episode. So instead, we're just putting this little edit in the front. So these podcasts will get better. I will be a little bit better on the details. So sorry about that. But just think about at the very beginning of this episode when I say don't do dynamic stretching, I mean don't do static stretching. Static is what we want to stay away from before an event, before a workout. That's where we lose power output. Dynamic stretching, dynamic warm-ups is what we're after before we do our events and before we do our workouts. Hope you enjoy the episode. Thanks for tuning in. What's up, Conquer Nation? We're back, and today we are going to talk a little bit about stretching and maybe a warm-up routine before an event. So the event can be a swim, it could be a daily training, it could be a cycling event, triathlon, a run race of a 5K to a marathon, whatever. And I think there's a couple of key principles that we really need to get into. And clearly, things are going to differ a little bit when it comes to what discipline you're doing. So, if you're doing a cycling event, it's going to be clearly different than if you're doing a swimming event. But there's a couple of rules of thumb that I think we really need to look into and really need to just keep to the basics. And then you can kind of find your own routine because everybody's going to have their own routine. I think the older you get, you're going to need a little warm up a little bit more. Personally, I need a ton of warm up, and this has been forever, but clearly, as the older I get, I need even more warm up. So, everybody's different when it comes to this, but the key basics are, before a workout or an event is never, ever, ever, ever do dynamic stretching. This is something, a dynamic stretch that, you may have learned in gym class or you may see at the race start, and you see a lot of people doing this whenever, or a gym coach is like, "Hey, everybody stretch, let's like grab the quad and pull it and stretch it and let's bend down and touch our toes and hold it." Never, ever, ever do that before a performance, before an event, before a workout. There's so many studies out there. Just Google it. You can type it in and you can see an endless amount of studies that are showing how dynamic stretching before power output decreases your power. So let's not do that before our event or our workout or what we're focusing on that day. So there's a time and place for that. Before your competition or before your workout is not that time. So let's talk about a couple of different warm-up routines that you can do. When it comes to swimming or something like that, you always, or running or cycling, let's warm up the muscles that are the most important and let's put them through a range of motion. And even when you're going to the gym, that's a little bit different workout, but let's just talk our endurance sports first. So with a swim, you definitely need to clearly need to get your shoulders warmed up. You need to get the elbows and the wrists warmed up, the neck, your thoracic spine, which is your middle of your back, because you're going to be rotating. The ankles need to be warmed up. So think through the movement that you're getting ready to do, and then let's put those joints through a range of motion. Running, you need to get the hips moving. Let's do that with some leg swings. With cycling, I think the thing that I really see a problem with with cycling events is people think to warm up by getting on the bike and just pedaling to warm up. I don't think this is the right thing to do. We're not actually activating anything and getting things turned on before we get on the bike. Whenever we get on the bike to do a warm up and we just pedal around softly for a while, all you're doing is getting the blood flowing, getting the lungs heated up, stuff like that. But you haven't actually got anything activated and turned on before you got onto the bike. Same with the run. People go out for this little jog and they're going at a slower pace and they're talking to their friends and kind of, you know, just scooting around, but you're not actually getting your glutes firing. You're not getting your hamstrings and with lengthening your hamstrings. You're not getting your quads opened up, getting the calves moving in the right direction. And they forget about the shoulders and the arm swing. They forget about the little bit of rotation that they're going to have. And depending on if you have a trail run, you're going to be moving side to side. So let's get those the groin warmed up. Let's get those abductors and adductors warmed up. And the calves, the ankles moving in all different directions, get those feet turned on. So we really need to dive into this in a little bit different way and really think about what we're getting ready to do. What event are we getting ready to do? What activity are we getting ready to do? And let's take each one of those main joints that's getting ready to be worked and let's put it through a full range of motion and make sure that it's going. The biggest thing that I see is, and we'll just take triathlon because a lot of the athletes that we have are doing triathlon and it kind of covers all the main disciplines when it comes to endurance sports that we're talking about here. I love to go out for a really short jog and that just gets the body moving, right? Let's just get the blood flowing and get things turned on. And then I love to do some lunges with a twist because you're getting the glutes turned on, the quads turned on. And then with the twist, you're kind of getting the core turned on. I'm everywhere around it. The lower back is getting activated. Everything is firing whenever you do that movement. I love doing some jumping jacks because that's getting the body moving sideways, some side shuffles with some twists. You know, is something I love to do whenever I start going for a track workout or before a triathlon, because that gets the body twisting, that gets the body moving in a plane that it is not normally moving in. But it's also getting things all around the body moving and getting it turned on. And that's something I see that's really not happening. I love to see some box jumps. So I usually triathlons are in or around a park. Or if they're not, you can find something to jump up on. So a full squat position, jump up on it. That's getting the glutes turned on. That's getting your heart rate up. So these things I think should be used for any kind of running activity, any kind of cycling activity, and any kind of swimming activity, because these are the big core muscles that are doing so much of the work. And we think just getting in and doing the movement that we're going to be doing, either a swim, bike, or a run, but doing that activity gets things firing, and it's 100% not true. So let's think outside the box in your warm up for your next training session or your next event. Let's do a full warm up. Let's start with at the ground and move our way up. Let's do some ankle rolling. Let's do some some high knees, some butt kicks. Let's do some squats, some jumps, lunges with a twist. If you can find a place to do a pull-up or do some push-ups, let's get the back activated, the chest activated, some arm swings. Let's move your head and neck through a full range of motion. And by doing this and spending an extra 15 minutes before you get into your event into specific activity warm-ups, such as, you know, getting in the water and doing some 50s or 100s, or getting on the bike and going and doing some intervals to get the lungs and the heart rate really going, let's spend some time really getting all of the muscles of the body turned on, especially after almost all of our events that we go to and any of our workouts that we go to. We spend, you know, anywhere from 15 to 45 minutes in the car driving there. So we're stagnant, we're sitting, and we get to the event, we jump out and then go do something that's really hard without getting the body primed and ready to roll. If we can do these activities before every single session that we have, you're instinctively telling the body when you get to that race or you get to that next key session, hey, everything get going here, everything get activated. we have something coming up, and let's all get turned on and ready to roll for the workout or the session or the race that we're getting ready to do. It's a great way to get the body ready, to get the mind primed and ready and know that something's coming. So think about your warm-up in a little bit different way. Let's really get all those muscles, especially those key muscles, turned on, and not just warm up the lungs and get the blood pumping and get the heart rate up. Let's actually get our muscles and joints in a good warm-up and prime session and ready to rock. That's our session for this week. And if you guys have any questions, let me know. And I love talking to you. If you need something, hit me up on Instagram at Conquer Training, or Facebook, it's Conquer Training, or you shoot me an email at ryan@conquertraining.com. Look forward to talking to you guys.